How did this affect your marriage? I mean, with Ernie being away and you having to raise your daughters on your own.
I don't know, because, you know, he was always there when something would go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the same way. It still is the same way. If something goes wrong, I have to be the bad news bearer of it, not to tell him what's going wrong. And he was always there, and he always comes in at the right time, too. So it's hard when you expect that, maybe sometimes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then he doesn't get there, so I have to wait then until he can get home, if he's had to stay out there longer. And sometimes he's had to go to Washington with some stuff. And then he was grand jury. And that was, I think he was on there over a month, off and on there. So that was nerve-wracking, because it was about one of the grand jury, but he got to go or call up there to get a special paper written about, they were thinking these people, happened, but it was people were talking about getting radiation, too much radiation.
Mm-hmm. What year was this?
In 72 or 76, I've forgotten, okay. that happened, and he was on there. It was a long time, and the majority of the jurors would be testifying, and the racketeers, I mean, the, what do they call them when they were used to be here? They would watch, and if you told something that wasn't supposed to have been said or was said that was right, then they would, it was scary because, you know, at that time they could come in and shoot people.
Did you know what was going on at the time, you know, as it was happening? Or?
Yeah, a little bit, but he couldn't talk to me too much about it, so.
Now, were you curious?
Yeah, especially when he comes in and says, you know, I have to be very careful, I can't talk to you and tell you that much, mm-hmm. what's going on. And so I said, okay, but you will when you can. And he said, yeah, you could. So,
was there any part of you that wanted to keep on asking more questions?
No, you know, sweetie, I just took it for granted that if, with all the stuff he was doing, which I didn't know all of what it was, mm-hmm. that he was really doing, until after he retired in '86.